Welcome to Intel on AI, a podcast series that brings you the latest on cutting-edge tech driving artificial intelligence in the enterprise today. And now your host, Emily Hudson.
Hello and welcome. My name is Emily Hudson, and this is another edition of the Intel on AI podcast. Today, our guest is Pati Ramakrishna, the General Manager and Head of Holmes Platform Engineering at Wipro Technologies. Welcome, Pati.
Very good morning, Emily. Thank you very much.
So, Pati, can you talk to me a little bit about how Intel and Wipro are working together to make AI a reality in the enterprise environment?
Wipro-Intel collaboration was established, keeping customers first. And today it has evolved into a full-fledged alliance that works in tandem to accelerate customer success. Wipro is a member of Intel AI Builders Program. We utilize Intel technology, optimized TensorFlow libraries, OpenVINO, and Intel Edge technology. We also work with several other Intel technology groups like Networks Builder Program, 5G, and IoT, etc. Holmes collaboration with Intel dates back to 2017. We've been working with benchmarking and optimizing our topologies that power the cognitive frameworks. These efforts enable standardization of Intel architecture, both for training and prediction workloads, and reduces the overall cost of ownership.
Backing up a little bit, I know you've worked at Wipro for a long time. I think over 25 years, yes?
Yes.
And so I know you've been working with AI for quite a while. What are some of the challenges you're seeing, you know, as you're working with customers who are maybe not as familiar with AI technology as you are? What are their questions or their challenges about AI?
First thing I must tell you, the AI adoption has increased quite a bit in the last couple of years. This is primarily linked to the advancement in technology and companies trying to get better customer experiences and better products to the market. I will talk about a few challenges that are on the top of my mind and which are very relevant in today's world. One is about the cost and effort related to preparing the data that's required for building the models. As you must have heard, data is the new oil.
Yes, I've heard that before.
Yeah, and that's a very accurate comparison. However, to make the data work, it's a long and tedious process. Sometimes it could take up to 40 to 60% of the overall project timelines. And in order to get it right, it requires a lot of human and specialist effort. What we at Wipro have focused is to simplify this problem a little bit for our customers. We have something called a data labeling studio that provides pipelines with unsupervised and semi-supervised artificial intelligence capabilities that should reduce the labeling effort considerably. We are building new capabilities to take care of privacy requirements and regulations to handle anonymization and encryption. And we have built several pre-built models that are relevant to specific domains and common sense entities that helps both in speed and reducing effort in this particular endeavor. I would like to illustrate with one specific case, a customer example that we've been working with. It's a large European media company which was struggling to deal with approximately 700,000 legacy contracts. They were on a journey to digitize them, but they would want to do it fairly quickly and generate not just digital information, but a lot of decision-making material around it. What we've been able to do is deploy Data Labeling Studio. We've been able to increase the throughput of digitization 20-fold. We are delivering approximately 100,000 contracts per month compared to our 5,000 contracts that were done manually with 40% of the effort. This has helped the customer get to what they want fairly quickly and with a lot of reliability.
At the beginning of our conversation, you mentioned Wipro Holmes. And I am guessing that Holmes is kind of a play on Watson, perhaps, as our Sherlock Holmes fans might know. Can you talk about the name and where did it come from and why did you develop it?
This is a common misconception. We hear this question quite often. When Holmes was conceptualized, it was in 2016, and it had no reference whatsoever to Sherlock Holmes or, for that matter, Watson. Let me give you a little bit of history. Holmes is an acronym. It stands for Heuristics and Ontology-Based Learning Machines and Experiential Systems. This was conceptualized by our chief technologist for AI in 2016. His name was Ramprasad KR. It was developed as a response to some of the key challenges faced by our customers in the AI and automation area, and it gets past the typical adoption hurdles and acts as a bridge between foundational AI algorithm builders and applied AI. It helps customers in building, publishing, metering, and governing heterogeneous AI solutions. And in fact, if I may illustrate with a couple of examples, Holmes platform, it's not just a representation of Wipro's capability. It seamlessly extends to provide capabilities from our partner ecosystems like AWS and Azure, and provides an extensible and interoperable system that can connect to an enterprise IT seamlessly. Like to add just a couple of other things. Holmes built on a variety and strong intellectual properties of Wipro. It consists of about 31 patents to date in text processing, image processing, explainability, and process automation. And it has a persona-based approach that power consumption.
What does that mean, a persona-based approach?
As you can see, this is really a fast evolving technology area. But what we find often, the buyers in the enterprises are really focused around their world. For example, a chief financial officer of a company is really bothered about revenue, cash flows, ability to predict them better, rather than whether I'm using a deep neural network or a machine learning algorithm. The persona-based approach has helped Wipro connect with its buyers easily in a plain English rather than AI jargon and deliver very powerful solutions to our customers. To illustrate a couple in this way, we've been able to deploy a revenue prediction algorithm for a US fashion apparel major. It has improved the revenue prediction by 10%, and that helped the organization manage its external stakeholders much better, as well as inventories much better.
You mentioned earlier about Wipro being an Intel AI Builders member, and I know you all have been working together for a few years now. Can you talk a little bit about how Intel technology is leveraged by Holmes in terms of your AI frameworks that you're offering to customers? I'd love to hear about how some of our products are enabling that.
Sure. We started in 2017, and our primary focus was threefold. One, how do I help customers get to the best of the technologies as soon as possible? And Intel helps us with an early access to the technology, be it Xeon scalable processors or OpenVINO or optimized TensorFlows. In addition, we do have a strong partner which brings the technical help that is necessary. The optimized solutions help customers standardize Intel architecture both for prediction as well as training needs. By doing so, the total cost of ownership has come down significantly. Another example, we use OpenVINO. It gives us the portability of the model and be able to deploy the same model across multiple kinds of devices on multiple kinds of chipsets without additional effort. These are a couple of things that we've worked with. We have also worked with Intel on other technologies related to 5G and client computing group that helps build solutions to enhance the customer experience at the end user device, be it a laptop or be it a mobile device.
I know that WePro and Intel have a long history of working together on a wide range of solutions. You had mentioned 5G, and I know about Holmes. We've also had other folks from WePro on our podcast discussing your pipe sleuth solution. Do you want to go back to any other use cases that you mentioned in terms of how Holmes are solving customer challenges?
WePro is a fairly large organization. We had about 160,000 plus employees, and we address about 28 industry verticals. So we have, Holmes has a sister organization in engineering services. It helps customer build better technology products. The team works very closely with AI builders, and we have multiple solutions out in the market that are certified and optimized on Intel technology. One such is the pipe sleuth. It automates analysis of network piping infrastructure for utilities in detecting deterioration of the infrastructure. Traditionally, the workforce used to get down to the pipes and understand how the infrastructure is performing periodically. But with the advancement of technologies, we use drone technologies, basically optimized on OpenVINO, get the video capture done, and get back into the lab through powerful image processing algorithms, be able to detect the deterioration and quickly prevent any kind of disruption in the service. This is one such innovation that has been done at WePro. We do have other applications very interesting, especially related to medical imaging. We've been able to develop image processing algorithms that could assist in diagnosis of cancer using lung CT scans and MRI scans. And there are several other applications that WePro works on.
Pati, as someone who has been working with AI for a long time and in the technology industry for even longer, what do you see as the future for AI at WePro?
AI is one of the key components that help WePro in several areas. Like I said, we work with 28 verticals and offer services and solutions across these verticals. So WePro Homes, which is the bedrock built on AI and automation, powers solutions and enhances offerings across all of the WePro. We continue to invest in what we call a three-pillar strategy. One is build solutions associated with personas, be it business or IT operations. Second, provide a vendor-neutral advisory services to customers. And third, build on platform services that provides fundamental capabilities to customers to build solutions on their own. WePro Homes has been in play and continue to be a focus area for WePro in near future. With AI adoption only increasing, with increase in data and need for enterprises to do faster decision-making and improved customer experiences, I don't believe any technology company can ignore investments in AI in this world at this time.
We at Intel obviously share the same view of the essentialness and impact of AI, both now and in the future. What plans does WePro have in terms of their relationship with Intel and continuing to work together on this AI revolution?
WePro-Intel is a fairly deep relationship. We work across your technology groups, be it client computing group, data center group, IoT, the AI team. We help Intel in terms of on their new AI initiatives like One API and Oneness. We contribute to your partner ecosystem with solutions across IT landscape. And we do see a good and warm reciprocal relationship from Intel in investing with WePro, both in technology areas and go to market. As an example, we do have joint workshops with your field teams. We do have close collaboration with your technology teams. We have a 360-degree relationship with Intel, and AI is one of the focus areas in this relationship.
Well, we are so happy to be working with WePro and look forward to this continued relationship in the future. For listeners who would like to learn more about your Holmes initiative, where could they go for more information?
You could go to wepro.com/homes, that is H-O-L-M-E-S. It would provide details of all our focus areas and solutions, and I'm sure you will find it enriching.
Thank you so much, Pati. I really appreciate you joining us. For those of you listening, Pati's calling in at the end of his day, and it's my morning time, so I appreciate him joining us. And Pati, any other thoughts you'd like to share with our audience?
Intel AI Builders has given us an opportunity to work with the state of the art, and that helps us to shape our offerings better. I'm so glad that we are in this relationship, and I'm sure we'll find it mutually beneficial. I'd like to thank Intel and AI Builders for this opportunity. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Pati, and thanks everyone else for joining us. We always like having WePro on our podcast. This is Emily Hudson, and you're listening to Intel on AI.